Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Mishnayos Shir on Shir Enjoyment. We are in the middle of learning Maseches Bava Kama. First, we're going to review, as we usually do, the previous few Mishnayos from yesterday. So, starting reviewing Bava Kama, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. It said, Ketar Hashem Mu'edus Lecho Saroyelo. How is the damages of Shein, of the tooth of an animal, or anything it does for its own enjoyment, how has that become a Mu'ed? Meaning, for what things is it considered pre-warned? It would do the lechol seruilo, to eat that which is fit for it. Habehema mo'edus lechol peres v'irakos. An animal eats food, fruits and vegetables. Ochol ksuso kalim, if it ate clothing or kalim, sham chazi nezik. It's half nezik, that's a different type of, an unusual type of behavior. When is it true, this is what we just said, that the animal eats peres v'irakos, and that's considered normal, b'rishus anizak. Avol b'rishus ra'am pater, b'rishus ra'am shein is pater. And it's only going on, the Rav told us that the Med Vermurim is only going on that. The Ksusa Kalim paying Chatzinezik is everywhere. The Menes, if it benefited though in Rishus Rav, Mishal Mashanenes, it'll pay what it benefited. Ketzah Mishal Mashanenes, in what cases is that true that it'll pay what benefited? Achla Mitocha Rechava, if it ate from the middle of the street, which is Rishus Rav, and therefore the damages of Shein are Pater. Mishal Mashanenes, but it will pay what it benefited. Mitzide Rechava, the sides of the street, Mishal Mashanezika, there Shein is high, if it pays what it damaged. The Pesach HaChanus, from the entrance of the store, Mishalem Hashem is Nenes, that's not Rishus Rabim, it pays what it benefited. Mitoch HaChanus, Mishalem Hashem is Zika. In the store, it's the Rishus HaMizak, it's going to pay what it damaged. Mishnah Gimel said, HaKelev Lagedi Shekavtsim Rosh HaGag, a dog or a kid, a young goat that jumped, which is a behavior they're Mu'ad for, from the top of the roof, the Shibros HaKelev, and they broke something on the way down, Mishalem Nezik Shalem Yunei Shein Mu'adim. That's a normal behavior for them. A kelev that took a cake that was lit up by coals and went to a haystack. He ate the cake and lit up the haystack. On the cake, he will pay full. That's normal behavior for an animal to eat. That's shame. And on the haystack, he's going to pay half because that's like soros. That's something that's a lechem mishmitzinaisinazik. Mishnah Talit said, Ezehu tam. How does an animal get categorized as a tom or a mu'ud? It starts out as a tom, but how does it change to a mu'ud and then back to a tom? A mu'ud is something that has been worn 3 days. It stopped goring for 3 days when it had the opportunity. Rabbi Meir disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, and a mu'ud could happen 3 times, even in 1 day. Anything that children play with, and they pull on its tail and it doesn't gore. But Halacha the Rav told us that Ripaskin takes 3 days to become mu'ad, but to become back to a tom, it takes what Rabbi Meir just said, have to play with it and doesn't gore. Okay, now we're continuing with Mishnayos. We're up to Mishnah Hey. The long Mishnah in words, but not really so complicated in explanation. Shor Hamazik Rishus Anizak Ketzad. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek at the end of the first Perek, listed different cases of Tam and Mu'adim. One of the cases of Mu'adim, according to that Mishnah, was Shor Hamazik Rishus Aniza, the shore of the damager in the damagee's Rishus. And we said then it's the opinion of Rabbi Tifon, only Nachachamim, this is going to be that Machlokus. Ketzad, what is the case? Nogach, Ravatz, Boat. If it gored, pushed, bit, kicked, or crouched, all Tam behaviors, Rishus Aravim, Misham Chatzinezik, because it's a Tam, Rishus Aravim pays Chatzinezik, Rishus Anizak, Rabbi Tarfon Omer Nezik Shalim, Vachacham Omer Mechatzinezik, and Rishus Anizak is this case, Rabbi Tarfon holds pay Nezik Shalim there, it's a difference for some reason, as we'll see, Vachacham Omer Mechatzinezik, it's just like Tam behavior anywhere else, Chatzinezik. Amalem Rabbi Tarfon said to the Chachamim, Oma bimkom sheheka al ashein v'al regel b'shus Aravim shu pater. If it's true that in a place where we find a makel ruling about Shein and Regel, in Rishus Rabim, Shu Pater, it's entirely Pater, in Rishus Rabim, Shein and Regel, Hechmer Aleim, Rishus Anizak, Visham, Nazik Shalim, those same behaviors, however, in Rishus Anizak, get bumped up to entire responsibility, Nazik Shalim, has to pay entirely. Mekom Shechmer Ala Karen, Rishus Rabim, Visham, Chati Nazik, if we find that Karen behaviors in a certain place are Chati Nazik, right, meaning in Rishus HaRabim, so when you transfer it to a different place there, in the case of Karen, it should also go more machmir from where it started. It started out chatzin nezik rishus rabin. So in rishus anizak, it should be nezik shalim. Amulo dayo minadin liyos kenidon. They said back to a principle called dayo, referred to as dayo, means it is enough to come from the din meaning what you extrapolate from one known halacha can only be the same, lios kenidon, can only be the same as what you are judging. The nidon really means the thing you're judging currently. So you can't go from a din that we know about that is chati nezik and be mechadesh, create a new din, new halacha that would be nezik shalom. It can only be the same as where you came from. It can only be chati nezik. Just as in Rishus HaRabim, the source for our attempted learning of the new halacha is chati nezik, so too in Rishus HaNizak, where we're going to learn the halacha too, can only be chati nezik. And Rav Tarfon said to them, there are a similar argument again. He said, "Ani lo adun karen mikaren. I will not use. I will not learn out karen from karen, as we just did. Ani adun karen mi regel. Now I'll learn karen from regel." As follows, Rabim kom sheheko ala shein v'ala regel. Rishus Rabim were makel on shein and regel. Hechmir v'karen. And yet in Rishus Rabim we are more machmir in karen. Why? Because shein and regel in Rishus Rabim are pater, and karen in Rishus Rabim is chayev as a tamer more, but it's chayev. Malkom shehechmir ala shein v'ala regel v'rishus anizak. In Rishus anizak, shein and regel are chayev. That's like shalim. And udin shenachem v'karen. So we should also be machmir there with Karen behaviors too. Amrulo, they said back to him, they said to him the exact same answer back, seemingly, that you're still going from a case that we know about that's chazi nezik and creating a new case where you want to say the halacha is nezik shalim. That can't be. Ma b'rishus harabim chazi nezik, af b'rishus anizik chazi nezik. Rishus harabim, as we're learning out now, Karen is chazi nezik, so too in rishus anizik it'll have to be chazi nezik. So the Rav has what to elaborate here. Of course, says the Rav, Nogach, Zechule, Kulan told us Karen Haim. This is, we said, all Karen behaviors that we're talking about here. So Rabbi Tarfon had his argument, and the Chacham said back, Dai levo min adin lios kenidon. Karen b'shus anizak, shatamevi midin Karen b'shus arabim. He's defining the din and the nidon. Karen b'shus anizak is the nidon, the defendant, as it were, the case we're judging, what we want to figure out the halacha of. Shatamevi midin Karen b'shus arabim. You're bringing that from the halacha of Karen Rishus Rabim, which we all agree is Chati Nezik. Because Amark, you said, Karen Shehechmer Aleha Birshus Rabim, Karen which we are Machmer on in Rishus Rabim, Eno Din Shenachmer Aleha Birshus Anizak, doesn't it make sense we should be Machmer on it in Rishus Anizak? It's enough that new halacha has to be, that old halacha, sorry, yes, it has to be like the Kenidon. Karen Birshus Rabim has to be like Karen Rishus Rabim. Lo Yehechayev Birshus Anizak, the din of Karen in Rishus HaNizak can only be Chati Nezik the same way it is in Rishus HaRabim. So he said back to them, Ani lo adun Karen mi Karen. I will not judge Karen mi Karen kida amar in la'el, as we've said, ela Karen mi regel. Malkum shehechmer alav b'shein v'regel eno din shenachem mi Karen. A place where there is a chumrah in shein and regel, so that same place, Rishmi machmer in Karen. They said back to him, again, Daya lo min adin. Sof, in the end of the day, Ilav Karen Rishus Rabim, if it had not been for the halacha that we know of Karen Rishus HaRabim being Chati Nezik, Umeshkachas Tzad Kal V'Chomer. This Kal V'Chomer can never come out. In the end of the day, it's the Kal V'Chomer stemming from that. And so too, where it's stemming from, the Chati Nezik din of Karen Rishus HaRabim, that is the maximum you could learn out to the new din of the Karen behaviors in Rishus HaNizak. Rabbi Tarfon, Afal Gav Deba Amal Yisle Dayo. Rabbi Tarfon, as it is, generally holds of this idea of Dayo. He doesn't disagree. The Midoraisahu. It's actually a Svara Halacha Midoraisa. Where does it come from? Diksiv. Halosi Kalim Shivasim. And Miriam Anavia spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. She was afflicted with Saras. And the Pasuk says that she should be quarantined for 7 days. And all of Kali Yisrael waited for her. So the Gemara says, this Gemara here that says as follows, If she had offended the Shechina, it should be 14 days. It's just that it's halacha of dayo that you can only go 7 days. Meaning to say, she was given 7 days. We say 7 days would be what would happen if she would offend her father, the Gemara goes through. Says, but she offended the Shechina, didn't she? She should be 14 days. Kal v'chomer to the Shechina. No, we'll leave it in 7 because of Dayo. You can only learn out from what you're learning out from. You can't go more than that. Hilkach tisagir shivasyam m'sulo. Therefore, she gets quarantined 7 days, and that's all. Mikomakom hachal leis leidai. However, Rabbi Tarfon here does not hold to this. Why not? Apparently, the Rabbi Tarfon. The Tarfon holds, "Bichi amrin and dayo." And do you say the svara of dayo? Heichad lo mifrich kal v'chomer. We only say it where, if we're going to use that svara of dayo, it won't destroy the kal v'chomer. Kigon hasem as over there by Miriam. B'shiva sam d'shchina lo ksivi. It never says anywhere. It's never written in any of the Farish source that for offending the Shechina, you should have 7 days of quarantine. Also, Kal V'Chomer, I say Abesa. Kal V'Chomer will establish it on being on 14 days. Also, Dayo Apik Shiva. And then Dayo comes and takes off 7 to be equivalent to what we know should be about offending a parent. But Uke Shiva takes off 7, and you're left with 7. Ishtakach, it comes out, Dahani Kal V'Chomer, Lahani Shiva. The Kal V'Chomer helped for these 7, the Ukimna, that are left, Lo Africh Legamrei, and therefore it's not entirely left. You start out with 0 written about offending the Shechina, and you end up with 7, so that's okay. Aval Hako, but here in our case, Chatzi Nezik Ksiv. They write Chatzi Nezik Beferish already in the Torah. Bein Birshus Rabin, Bein Mechatzar Nizak, everywhere should be Chatzi Nezik. We already have that as a starting point. So also Kal V'Chomer Va'aisi Chatzi Nezik Achrinov and Azan Nezik Shalom. The Kal V'Chomer comes and establishes another Chatzi Nezik equaling to Nezik Shalom. Either Ashes Dayo Vitukmeh Chinezik Zimikare, if you'll do Dayo and reduce it back to the Chatzinezik that you had from the start, Afrikhle Kav Khomer Vlo Hanile Midi. The Kav Khomer will be totally broken and will have helped nothing. Rabbanan, that's Rabbi Tarva's argument. Therefore, he is not going to use Dayo here. He wants to keep the Kav Khomer to move the penalty for Karen in Rishus HaNizak up to Nezik Shalem from Chatzinezik. Rabbanan say there's no difference even when you'll destroy the Kal V'Chomer entirely, you have to say Dayo. Bahalocha, Kachachom. Bahalocha is like the Chachom. Next, Mishnah Vav. Adam Mu'ad La'olam. A person is always Mu'ad, always considered pre-warned and responsible entirely for his actions. Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid, Bein Er, Bein Yoshe. Whether accidental or negligent, or maybe on purpose, deliberate. Bein Er, Bein Yoshen, whether awake or asleep. If a person blinded the eye of his friend, or he broke his kelim, broke his objects, his vessels, Mishalem Nezik Shalem, pays Nezik Shalem. Says the Rav, Bein Er, Bein Yoshen, what does it mean that a person is obligated whether awake or sleeping? Imhaya Yoshen, if a person was sleeping, and then a second person came, let's call them Ruvain and Shimon. Ruvain was sleeping, and Shimon came in, laid down to sleep next to him. The Hezik Sheni Lirishon, and then Shimon damaged Ruvain. Chayev. He's Chayev doing that while he laid himself down to sleep next to another human being. And if he moves in his sleep and damages him, he's Chayev. Bim Hezik Rishon L'Sheni Pater. If the first one, who laid down in a place where no one else was, if he damaged in his sleep, the second person laid down, he'd be a Pater. Seemingly because when he laid down there, everything was fine and there was no reason he should have thought that he might damage him. If they both lay down at the same time, then both would be equally chayiv if they damage their friend. Each one is muad to the other one. Each one knows he's going in a situation where he will be responsible if he damages the other one. If he blinded the eye of his friend, even shogeg is chayiv. But he's not chayiv for the 4 things. The 4 things we'll talk about in later Mishnayos refers to that in many cases of damages, there, aside from the penalty of damage itself, there are 4 other penalties that can go with it, such as pain or time that the victim had to take off work, embarrassment, and the cost of healing the wound. Those are the 4 things. So even though a person is always obligated about the nezik itself, the payment for the damage, however, not the 4 things, not the arba devarim, the lo mechayev arba devarim ela mezid o karav mezid. One has to be either intentional or probably in some way very close to intentional to have to pay for those 4 things. Let's start the first mission of the third parak. One who leaves a jug, say it's got water in it, seems, in Rishus HaRabim, his own jug, someone else comes and slips on it and breaks it. Potter, that person is Potter. In Huzak Ba, if the person that ran into it got damaged by it, the water or the broken pieces of the jug, the person who owns the barrel, which is the same thing as the jug, this item, he would have to pay the damages that the person who ran into it received. Nishbara kado rishus harabim, see it goes back to the word kad again. If person's jug or barrel broke in rishus harabim, v'huchlak echad amayim, and someone slipped on the water, o shaloka b'charaseha, or got in some way wounded by the broken pieces, chayiv. meaning to say the person that owns it is chayav. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'miskavin chayav. If he intended, we'll see what that means, he's chayav, ve'ena miskavin potter, and if not, he's potter. Says the Rav, ha'meniach zakad v'chule u'shvara potter. If the person that ran into a broker is potter, levishe'ein derech b'nei adam, yisponim b'drachim, is not considered the way of people to look towards the floor or the ground when they're walking, so he's not obligated for having broken something by running into it. And if the person ran into it got damaged, the one who owns it is chayv. Even if that person had maskered it, he took a pottery piece, a piece of earthenware jug outside, and he said this is hefker, still be chayv. Shkola masker nizakov shelo hayelo rishus mitechilo la'asosan. Anyone who maskers, who makes ownerless his property, that in a way that he never chose to do that, he couldn't have put it there while it was his, and so he puts it there and says it's hefker, he wasn't able to do that, ki'ilo lo hifkira. That is if you did not make it ownerless as far as damages are concerned. Then we said, what happened if the kad breaks in rishus harabim? It breaks, and the person and someone else slips on the water, or gets damaged. Chayiv, we said, o shalaka b'chayrasa chayiv, the sovereign niskal poshehu, the Tanakama here holds, the one who slips is called a poshea for his slipping, he's called responsible for that. A lot of onus, we're not considered an onus of having slipped. Somehow I should have been able to prevent that. V'lekach chayv. If one is slipping, he's chayv. Sorry, I have to correct myself over here. It seems like it's saying that the one who slipped is chayv. So it must mean he's chayv for paying for the broken items, for the broken pieces of pottery. I see over here in some notes I have there that, oh, I see. I misunderstood the case. I'm going to correct myself here. I apologize for that mistake. The one who slipped, it seems, was the Baal HaKad, the person who owned it. And he slipped, right? Huchak Echad B'mayim, it sounds like that, oh, I see. He slipped, and that's how it broke initially. And then all these other damages came about. Ah, then I see what happened. So I'm just going to read that again. If Nishbara Kad of Rishus HaRabim means that the one holding the Kad, he is the one, it broke because he slipped. He had just nothing to do with the water in his jug. Yeah, and then his Kad, his jug fell. It was full of water. And then that affected his other damages, so he is Chayav because that initial slipping, he is considered to have been Poshea. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Miskavin Chayav means, Im Niskavin Luzakos B'Chayraseho. If he had intention that he wants to be zoche in those broken pieces, I want my broken pieces of pottery back, uvamayim, and the water. Acher shenishbara kado, after all broke, chayev behizika. He's chayev then in the damages, the havile boro shehizik, that's his pit, so to speak, his item that's in the rishus harabim that caused damage. V'im lo niskavin lezakos ben, if he did not have intention to be zoche in them, to gain back ownership, hol v'ikaro onus hu, being that the Iker, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is actually considered onus, considered to be out of his control. The sovereign is called La Poshehu. He holds that one who slipped is not Poshea, is not considered negligent in the fact that he slipped. The water and the broken pieces became Hefker after he slipped, and therefore he's Pot. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, the Nizkal La Poshehu. Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in that fact, that Nizkal is not Poshea. Me'acher da onus hu, v'loniskavim l'zachas b'chareseh, v'mayim, being that he was not negligible, it was out of his control, and he did not have intention to regain ownership of the pieces of pottery or the water. As if these items were never his, therefore he's potter on their damages. Thank you for listening. Mir Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.